But when I'm going to get another machine, and this is belongs to the university. Mm-hmm. But this machine I'm going to get for myself is that Sony that I was going to buy. Then there's another Sony that's, I think it's called a TC. I forget. But it's about $50, $60, $65. And it's got little push buttons on it. That you pop the cassette in, and then you push two buttons. It's about so wide and so long and so thick. And you just push the button, record and play. You have to, or record and, yeah, record and play have to be pushed together. And then it's got the rewind and stuff, but it's just about that size. And it's a cute little machine, but it has good sound. I mean, those are two of the best machines that I know of if you're going to get one. So I guess we're back in business. I'm recording. Are you getting tired? Oh, good. I'm glad. Do you mind? You're doing great. Cigarette time, it says.
There is not that wrong. There's a Guggenheim. It's his grandson's nickname, Guggenheim.
Oh, is that right? How many children have you had? How many have you had, Mrs.
For me? Eight. Put one away.
Eight with you. Did you have children by your former marriage? Are they still in Alaska?
Oh, you never wanted them.
I'll be darned.
You had twins today.
How about that? Are they here in Anchorage?
They're in McGrath.
Oh, they're in McGrath?
They're outside and everywhere.
I see. I see.
One is here. Her name is, they call her Alaska.
Alaska Anderson.
Oh, I see.
Chickies. She's here in town. Working for the BAA, had that? BLM. No, she's working for the North Slope.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Chickies still living.
Was her mother from McGrath?
Mm-hmm. Where is she from?
Oh, from
St. Michael's.
Oh, St. Michael's.
St. Michael's, I see. Uh-huh. Or Eskimo, maybe, St. Michael's. Uh-huh. Well, here we are. We're still taking fish out of there. We're still fishing in Naknek is where we left off on the other tape. What should I ask you? That's a terrible question to ask, I know. But you know the things that you've done. And I don't know what I'm missing. What experiences that you've had. Like, what are the stories you tell your children?
How about your stories, Daddy?
I feel like talking about it now.
I don't know. That's the most he ever talk. That's the most he ever talk. They don't talk to nobody since he came here.
Well, I sure appreciate your talking with me. If you're not getting tired, why, we can go on to... We went to Naknek and you fished there. You said 11 years? 55, 56, was that right?
42, first time.
40 you went there the first time, yes. And, see, I came up in 49, and here in Anchorage we met quite a few people that had fished out there. I was trying to think of some of the stories that I'd heard and some of the people we knew. That goes back, I've forgotten quite a few. These were, and some of them were pilots. We met a fellow by the name of Ken Armstrong, who had an air service at Dillingham, I think. And he had fished, but he fished out of Dillingham. And and then we were running the trap line. That's where we left off. You had started your trap line up out of McGrath.
Yeah.
And did you ever have any trouble with bears in the winter?
No.
I know they're supposed to be in hibernation, but I've heard that every now and then one comes out of hibernation in the winter and then he's real mean.
That's in April, huh, Dad?
No.
How about wolverine? Did you ever have any problems with wolverine trapping?
I did.
They're a vicious animal, I hear. What's the Indian word for wolverine? Do you know? Did you speak Indian? You never learned your own language.
I did. I stayed away too long. You're going to drunk. I don't understand it, but I can't talk it.
Uh-huh.
These nurses asked me if I can help.
The translate.
Yeah, I can't.
No.
I understand them.
Yeah. I know there were some Eskimo people there that I was going to try to find somebody to help me translate. There's a man, 80-something, from
Nunavak?
No. Well, there's somebody from Nunavak, yes. There's two or three of them. I guess they speak
Eskimo. There's three from Bethel area.
Yeah. Is that where they're from?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If I can find somebody that speaks that dialect, I'm sure
it would be neat, huh?
Yes.
There's some girls here that talk Eskimo.
Are there?
Uh-huh.
On the staff?
Yeah.
Oh, I should.
Sure, do that.
Get together with them then. Yeah. Where you were born, Holy Kachuk.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened to you? What's your story?
Nothing.
You're not going to say nothing. You're not going to say a thing.
No.
Have you been outside?
Mm-mm.
All the time in Alaska?
Yeah.
In Hawaii, I asked somebody if he'd been to the mainland.
Hold it to you.
Sorry. And they said, no, they'd never been off that rock. You
know, I wouldn't want
in Hawaii. Yeah. Hawaii says they've never been off that rock.
Talk some more, Dad.
Yeah, talk some more, Dad, she says. Well, I sure wish you could tell me some of the stories that you know, that you tell your kids, some of the things that have happened to you. You went up after you ran the trap line. Then let me see if you went to the Red Devil Mine. 74, 64, about 58.
Yeah, 58.
Mm-hmm. Now that's a mercury mine, is it?
Okay.
And just where is that?
Like poison.
Say again.
Poison. It's kind of poison.
No. Where is that? Yeah, mercury is a poison. No, where is the Red Devil Mine?
On Kuskokwim.
Is it? Is it on the upper Kuskokwim?
In the middle.
In the middle. I see. Now let's see, that's south of McGrath.
That's Sleipnir.
Sleipnir, yes. How did you happen to go to work there?
I tried to get a job for the government here. That's a full of honey.
Thank you.
It had to be full of honey at the time, you know. Mm-hmm.
That's when they were building the radar station.
Sort of walkers I like to go down the street and was
mm-hmm.
looking the mine down.
Mm-hmm.
So I did.
Mm-hmm.
I moved on.
Mm-hmm.
Spent 2 years there. It was a good mine.
It was a good mine. How do they mine there?
It was all, you know. Something like gold, you know.
Something like gold.
Yeah.
Cinnabar. That's cinnabar, isn't it?
Cinnabar, yeah.
Yes. That's why they call it the Red Devil, because it's little streaks of cinnabar on the rock.
Yeah.
I mean the red...
In the quartz, you know.
In the quartz. I'll bet that looks pretty.
Yeah, it does.
Now, is that that's a hard rock mine, is it? So that it's tunneled back in the mountain? Now, would you wear a carbide lamp in there? Is that the kind of a mine that it would be? You would go in with what do you call it, the helmet, you know, with the light on the front? Is that...
Carbide lamp.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, what did you do in there?
I was drilling.
Drilling.
Drilling and blasting.
Mm-hmm. Drilling and blasting.
Don't turn off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
appointment with the Jedi Commander. At 6 o'clock in the morning, the other morning, I heard a whole bunch of those jets go over one right after another. They had a whole bunch of them go out.
Maybe aren't they?
I don't think so. I'm staying with some friends that are right by the airport. Well, they're not right by the airport, but it was an international airport. And I think they're the international flights from Japan to Norway or wherever they go.
Oh, neither.
Coolest air guard.
Oh.
You're right by the coolest air guard. Sandvik.
Oh, are you?
International Airport.
Oh, yes. It's been several years since I've spent any time here in Anchorage, and I don't recognize the place. It's changed.
Oh, I know.
It's all just this pasture.
Yeah, there was nobody up there when we moved over there.
Is that so?
There's no houses around us at all. Just by us.
Yeah.
Now we're just right in the middle.
Is that so?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. One time we were coming up, I was on a bus or driving or something on Spinard Road. And I guess it was still called Spinard Road then, when it went down into Westchester Flats across Ship Creek. No, not Ship Creek. Chester Creek. Yeah. And as I was coming up the hill, I looked out over Chester Creek toward Anchorage, and I got an impression. It was one of those things when I looked, I didn't see the forest. I didn't see the creek in the forest. I saw a mass of roofs. And I thought, you know, that was a funny image. And then it occurred to me that maybe someday, this was, you know, 30 years ago, 25 years ago, and I thought, I wonder if it will build up and there'll be that many people here. Gee whiz.
I used to live in there.
On Chester Creek? Did you? Yeah, Ginny Lawrence had a house down there. But there wasn't much there. Just a creek and a few moose. A few little houses. We were talking about the fur trade, and what did you do with your furs when you were trapping there on the Kuskokwim?
I was sent to fur buy.
Would he come through on a run, say, would he come through and buy directly from you?
Yeah.
On the river there? Were there any caribou over there in that country in the Kuskokwim?
Oh, yeah.
There were.
Caribou and moose.
Caribou and moose. Are there any caribou over there still today, do you know?
Oh, yeah.
Are there?
Not many.
Uh-huh.
They used to be tossing over. Thousands.
Thousands of them.
Yeah.
But no more. I wonder where those caribou went. I can't think that they were hunted out that much.
Maybe the wolf ate them up, huh?
Yeah, wolf, yeah.
Yeah.
When did you met Mr. Anderson there at McGrath?
Medford,
yes. Mm-hmm. Working in the roadhouse, you were. And was he running the trap line then?
Mm-hmm. He's trapping up at North Fork then.
Trapping at North Fork?
Yeah. It's towards Mark McKinley. Yeah. That's what I call my honeymoon over there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Took off and went to the cabin and explored that wild country?
Yeah.
Fabian Carey. Did you ever hear of him? A fellow by the name of Fabian Carey. He lives in Fairbanks, but he traps down in that... I'm just not sure where, but... Well, he goes out of Minchumina, and then south of Minchumina, a ways.
Yeah, heard him anymore.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I don't want to tire you out, but I don't know what else to ask you. What do you think you could tell me about? What am I missing? Because I know with this... life, you've done so many things.
Well, in this country, you've got to try everything in order to make a living, you know.
It's a rugged country to make a living in. You've got to be a skookum, as they say.
I really like it.
Yeah, it's a great country. It's been an exciting place. It still is. Robbie, I'm about to go. I've got to get downtown before 12 o'clock, so don't leave. I'm about to pick up my machine and
Okay.
unwind here.
Okay.